Welcome to the Sparkening Podcast.
In this episode, I'm going to be diving deep into IGTV, Instagram's new long-form video platform, so stick around. What's up, everybody? What's good? If you haven't heard the news, Instagram came out with a new app and also an integration within the existing Instagram app called IGTV, Instagram TV. Basically, it's their attempt to make YouTube better, more mobile friendly. We're going to talk about this today, what it means, if it really is a YouTube competitor, a YouTube slayer, or if it's just going to be its own thing. We're going to talk about how to use it, why it's important, and how to get started. So the first question you're going to have is, what is it? Of course, that's a great question to have. IGTV, or Instagram TV, is Instagram's new long-form video platform that allows you to upload videos anything from 15 seconds to an hour long for some creators. And it's really an attempt to jump on the video content creation bandwagon that all of these other platforms are riding and take it to the next level. So it's really a great platform, and it's offered now as an integration in Instagram itself and a standalone app called IGTV. They're basically the exact same thing, so I recommend for right now, you can just keep on Instagram. You don't have to download the other app. But I will put a little disclaimer there that this does indicate that down the road, once people really get used to using it, that they will take the integration off of Instagram and keep it only in the standalone app. And the reason is because with these apps, you don't want too many features all at once, or people will stop using them. I have to think that Snapchat has fallen victim to that a little bit. So watch out for that down the road, that it's probably the integration on the Instagram app itself with IGTV is probably going to go away, and it'll just be on the IGTV standalone app. So now that we know what it is, who's it for? And the answer simply is for anybody that's on Instagram. And if you're not on Instagram, you really should be, because it can benefit your business and your personal brand immensely, almost more than any other platform. I think that besides maybe LinkedIn and YouTube, Instagram has the most impact for your business if you can get a good following. LinkedIn, obviously number one, because of how personal and professional those relationships are, you're very likely to get leads from it if you connect with the right people. YouTube, with the video content being as difficult to make as it is, if you can really pull it off, it's highly effective just behind LinkedIn. And then Instagram is just after that. Those are the top three platforms for business, in my opinion. Facebook is not in that group. So that should tell you something. Most people focus on Facebook as maybe their secondary professional network behind LinkedIn. I really don't believe in that anymore. I don't think that Facebook, with the organic reach, meaning if you post something on Facebook now, you're probably not going to get nearly as many likes as you would 5 years ago, because Facebook's not organically promoting things for you anymore. They've really taken a lot of that down, and they're making it very hard for people to succeed on Facebook if they're not using ads. It's very ad heavy now. So Instagram is a high opportunity, and this is a new way that you can interact with Instagram, with your followers, and create long form videos, which you've never been able to do before. Before IGTV came out, Instagram had a 1 minute time limit on videos. Even with stories, you'd have to edit them down and, you know, break them up and then post the several of them, which were the same video that you've had to just trim down. So it was very, very difficult. Now you can just use IGTV to create long form content, which is amazing, because video content, and we've talked about this before, is just skyrocketing, and it's been skyrocketing for 5 years now, and it continues to climb in importance, and it will eventually maybe be the first or second most important type of marketing, just videos. So really, you need to jump on this, because think about what happened with Instagram stories. When Instagram stories copied what Snapchat was doing, everybody said this is just a copycat thing, but it's way more successful than Snapchat stories, and it's one of the most heavily used features on Instagram. It's brought a lot of money to them, and it's helped a lot of creators express themselves in new ways. So stories was a huge thing, and a lot of people were able to become insta-famous from stories. This is the same thing. It's another massive movement, just like stories, where if you're in it at the beginning, you have a much higher chance to really succeed and grow your channel on Instagram. If you wait too long, you're going to miss out. So don't miss out. Don't be a follower. Be a leader. Take the bull by the horns and go get your IGTV channel today. So it's really easy how to do this. All you have to do is open up the Instagram app, and in the top right corner, you're going to see a little logo, an icon with a TV and a sideways lightning bolt. You click on that. And then if you click on the settings on the right-hand side, you can set up your channel right from the settings. It takes about 3 clicks. It's very, very easy. So much easier than setting up a YouTube channel. And now you'll see when you're looking at the interface that it's a lot different than YouTube in the sense that YouTube is landscape. This is all portrait. It's a mobile-first attempt at video, and nothing landscape is going to make it in there. So everything you're going to see is long-form, upright content video. It's going to be very, very different, especially because in YouTube, how do you find what you're looking for? You search for it in a search engine, right? In IGTV, there's no search engine really. You can, but the main way that you find content is from the people you're following and content that Instagram curates for you. So you can just swipe through and see videos that Instagram thinks you'll find interesting based on your followers, based on your activity on the app, which is really cool. YouTube doesn't really do that. So that's a cool functionality, but it's also a big opportunity because if you can grow your following and really engage them with good videos, useful videos, no matter what you're in, marketing or web design, or you are a horse trainer or a plumber, it doesn't matter what you are, you should get an IGTV channel and start giving people tips, give them content about your life, about your profession, about whatever, and grow a following. And it should be a lot easier to do this on IGTV than on YouTube right now, because YouTube is oversaturated with so many channels, and too many videos are being posted right now on YouTube to even count. So you're likely going to get drowned out on YouTube. This is a new chance to make video that's a lot more personal and a lot easier to make, honestly, because it doesn't require the same amount of editing as a YouTube video does. This is a really great opportunity. I highly recommend jumping on this as soon as you can. The one last thing that I want to talk about IGTV is just how to use it for your business, per se. And so I mentioned that everybody should get one. Well, then once you get a channel, what do you actually do with it? And for me, I'm posting quick tips and little strategy sessions every day on IGTV to build my following even more. But your following really is just still through Instagram. And when you post a video on IGTV, it'll actually put a banner, an orange banner at the very top of the IGTV or of the Instagram app that shows that you've posted a video. And then other people that follow you, your friends, will see that. And that will encourage them to look at it. So create high value content, and you can include a call to action, just make it a lot like the videos you were doing on Instagram before, but this time you have the capacity to show it to a lot more people, and you have your own channel where all of this long form content can be curated and stored in a channel, much like YouTube. You can actually go through and see all the videos that a person has created since the beginning of time, or since, last week when this rolled out, or this week. So I really recommend getting on this. If you don't have Instagram, you're missing out on potentially the third or second most important social media network for business. No matter what you do, you should be on it. That's all I got to say about that. It's really a big opportunity, so don't miss out, and have a great one, you guys. Thank you so much for listening, Sparketers. As usual, I'd like to recommend that you subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can find the Sparketing YouTube channel at youtube.com/C/Blake Emmel. I really, really would appreciate it so I can make more videos and more podcast episodes. And also recommend this podcast to your friends and continue to download the episodes. I'll see you next time.